Tito in 3-2-1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. This quick two-game series with the Brewers ends today. And Terry, I know you've had some history here. Your dad played when this ball club moved from Seattle, played, of course, with our late friend Mike Hegan here with the original Milwaukee Brewers. And you were a little guy back then. You got to tell the fans the story. What were you, 11 years old, and Bernie Brewer was the Brewer mascot then as he is now?
Yeah, they did a PR thing, and I was 11, so I'm a little foggy on exactly, but they put a trailer on top of the scoreboard, and they strapped it down, and it was either to end a losing streak or to get certain amount of attendance, whatever it was, but he was up there for a while. And every day, during batting practice, I would climb up there through the scoreboard, which you remember that old scoreboard. It was a long way up there. And Bernie would give me a Coke or whatever, and I'd watch batting practice. And every day I'd go home and tell my mom, hey, what did you do today? Well, I had a Coke. Bernie Brewer gave me a Coke. Well, after a while, she finally said to me, she goes, hey, where's this Bernie guy? And I say, he's up in the scoreboard. And she looked at my dad, and my dad's like, hey, I'm on the field taking batting practice. Don't yell at me. And that ended that. But I would go up there every day and visit him and climb up the middle of the scoreboard. You couldn't pay me to do that now.
And one of the other stories I heard last night, somebody in the scoreboard or in the press box was telling us about the probably only time in the history of the game a player got thrown out while being intentionally walked.
And it was Ken Kaiser, who we all know and love, or most of us love. There's a lot of history there, but leading up to this at-bat. But when I got up there, we were playing the White Sox, and Fisk was catching. They were going to intentionally walk me, and I was glad. And Kaiser looked at me and said, you're lucky. Because I knew he was going to. This was back in the day before, they had the video of the home plate, man. If an umpire wanted to get you, he's going to get you. And his balls are going back and forth. They're walking me. He's screaming at me, and I'm screaming at him. And Fisk is looking like, what the hell is going on here? And on the last pitch, Kenny said something about, I make 7,000 calls a year. And I flipped my bat, and I said about 4,000 are terrible. I didn't use that language. And he threw me out before I could get out of the batter's box. And I got back in trouble. Tom Treborn, the manager, was like, you couldn't just shut up and go to first, could you? But it had been building, and there's a lot behind it. But it's one of those things that can probably only happen in baseball. And it wasn't so funny at the time, but it really got funnier as we got older.
Oh, my Lord. Those are great stories. Terry, of course, today this road trip ends, and you also get we have one more game at Wrigley where your pitchers have to hit. But Danny Salazar pitched a lot better than the numbers would look like last night, didn't he?
Yeah, he gave up the leadoff triple, and then he hit a walk and a home run. And this ballpark plays very small. Now, give him credit. He hit it good. But other than that, he didn't give up much, and he was actually pretty dominant. I'm glad we only have one more game in the National League City, though. Watching Danny try to even bunt. I mean, he's hitting right-handed, but if he bunts, he's going to bunt left-handed. And he's trying to figure out which leg to put the shin guard on. He's got two helmets. And I'm sitting there thinking, all this energy, and he's not going to hit it anyway. And it's just, hope he doesn't get hurt.
Well, and today you have Cody Anderson. What has, if surprised is the right word, maybe it's not, but has anything in particular surprised you on how well he's come up here and adapted?
Well, you know what, Hammy? I think the one thing is he only had three starts in AAA. And I think we were – I don't want to say holding our breath because that's not fair. But, anytime a kid's got three starts, you bring him up here and, just hold your own. My goodness, he's done more than hold his own. And what's really exciting is when you watch his bullpens or you watch the games, it's not luck. It's not like teams haven't seen him. His stuff, he commands his fastball down in the zone, and off of that he throws a really good changeup. The breaking ball's still coming, but because of those two pitches he has, fastball and changeup, he can survive in any league.
And this is a guy that was an outfielder and a pretty good hitter in junior college. Pitching was really an afterthought, and yet even he looked completely lost at the plate. Pitchers maybe never realize how tough it is for you guys to hit, do they?
Hammy, when a pitcher that hasn't been hitting gets a hit, it tells me they're some kind of an athlete. Because there's a lot of guys like Danny that look like they have a good arm and probably didn't play a position. But there's other guys, when they get up there and find a way to get a hit, you really have a lot of respect because it's just not that easy.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is the Manager Show brought to you by KeyBank. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Indians and the Brewers, it's coming up on the Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute, and it's brought to you by DraftKings.com. It seems like forever since we've seen the Chicago White Sox.
You know, Hammy, this is a weird the way the schedule is. You know, you start a season, and you play them, seem like you're every other week, and then you go a couple months, and yeah, it is weird. And, you know, we got a tough draw. You know, we got Samardzija tomorrow. We got Sale. We got Quintana. This is going to be interesting. You know, they are not where they want to be in the standings, but because of the draw we got with their pitchers, this is going to be a tough series.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Do you like